The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. PAS-002 vaccine shows efficacy in MS mouse model. Posithea Therapeutics investigational multiple sclerosis vaccine, PAS-002, effectively delayed disease onset and reduced disease severity in a mouse model of the neurodegenerative condition, according to data from a preclinical study. The vaccine, which is designed to promote immune tolerance to a specific myelin protein, also reduced the severity of relapses and helped the animals gain weight, inducing a better overall health status. Although early stage data, we're thrilled with the results of this study and the strong preclinical efficacy data of our tolerizing approach. Tiago Rios Marquez, MD, PhD, CEO of Posithea, said in a press release. While regular vaccines are designed to train the body to develop an immune response against a particular pathogen, tolerizing vaccines essentially do the opposite, acting as a reverse vaccine. These vaccines instead train the immune system to tolerate a molecule, suppressing an unwanted immune response against it. In multiple sclerosis, the immune system mistakenly attacks myelin, the fatty protective substance that surrounds nerve cells, to accelerate the transmission of electric signals. PAS-002 aims to prevent these damaging autoimmune attacks against myelin by helping the immune system tolerate a protein called GlialCAM. GlialCAM is a module that is found particularly in oligodendrocytes, the cells chiefly responsible for making myelin. According to a study published earlier this year, this protein shares molecular similarities with a protein component of the Epstein-Barr virus, or EBV, leading the immune system to target GlialCAM when the attack was instead directed against EBV. Through this mechanism, EBV infections may trigger the mistaken autoimmune attacks on myelin, which may help explain the strong link between EBV infection and MS risk. Based on these findings, Posithea developed its PAS-002 vaccine to promote immune tolerance to GlialCAM. The medication is a DNA vaccine, which means that it delivers GlialCAM's DNA, and the body then uses its own cellular machinery to generate the GlialCAM protein. Once produced, the protein is seen by the immune system as self, being produced naturally in the body, which helps immune cells recognize it as harmless. Posithea hopes that in helping the immune system accept GlialCAM, PAS-002 will prevent the attacks that cause myelin loss in the brain and spinal cord, thereby reducing disease severity and MS relapses. PAS-002's development has been under the leadership of Lawrence Steinman, MD, Posithea's chairman and a professor at Stanford University in California. Steinman was behind the development of Tysabri, or natalizumab, an approved MS therapy, and was one of the authors in the EBV study. Collaboration with Hook Laboratories. Posithea announced that preclinical testing of its vaccine in the experimental autoimmune encephalomyelitis mouse model, or EAE, would be conducted in collaboration with Hook Laboratories in Massachusetts. Now, proof-of-concept findings from these preclinical studies shows that PAS-002 can reduce disease severity in the EAE model. The mice received injections of PAS-002 or a solution containing no active medication, called a vehicle. The injections were given into the muscle on days 0, 3, 7, and 10 after disease induction, at which point disease symptoms were not yet evident. Results indicated that PAS-002 treatment was able to prevent the disease from manifesting in 50% of mice. Also, in animals that developed symptoms, the treatment also significantly reduced peak disease severity and relapse severity compared with the vehicle treatment. Treated mice also experienced a significant increase in body weight, and onset of limb paralysis was delayed significantly. The results of this study show that this technology has the potential to tolerize to GlialCAM, a myelin molecule that has molecular similarity to the Epstein-Barr virus that triggers MS, Steinman said. We have now filed a provisional patent application, and we will continue our work to improve our constructs, testing our tolerizing approach in other preclinical EAE models, and progress this drug development, Marquez said. According to Pasithea, full data from the study will be shared at conferences and will be submitted for publication. This news article was written by Lindsay Shapiro, Ph.D., on August 11, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. Fall Down, Get Up Again, a column by John Connor, published on August 12, 2022. Seeing double and I'm not even drunk. I only had my glasses for 2 years, yet reading anything on my phone was now nigh impossible. Still, it did cure my Facebook and Twitter addiction. Yeah, I'm old. I'm 64, you know. Surely that's a free pass for us aged folks. I don't think I'll get away with writing this a third time, or copying and pasting, by my esteemed editor, even though it violates the comedy rule of three. Maybe not if it's not funny in the first place. Sorry, I'm rambling. I'm old, you know. Where was I? That's enough, says the esteemed editor. Sure, your eyesight changes faster and faster with age, but it wasn't that. Passenger jets were closely chasing each other across the sky. This summer, our airport infrastructure completely broke down here in the UK due to a surge in travelers and a shortage of staff. Immense numbers of flights were canceled at the last minute because of a lack of pilots. Then a dearth of baggage handlers led to some of the few pilots who actually turned up having to load the passengers' baggage themselves. This caused interminable queues, general mayhem, and for some, days of sleeping in the terminal. Yes, I had a lovely time during my 2 weeks at Heathrow Airport. Thank you. Would you like to see my holiday pictures? This lovely sushi bar was our fave place to eat. The lighting was particularly restful in the evening. After a hard day's fighting for a few sockets to charge the old iPhone, I discovered that if I closed one eye, everything suddenly focused again. There was just one plane. It turns out there was an easy solution, probably on Amazon, a small cover that fits over your glasses. There were lots of these, so there must be a general problem. The ones I liked most turned out to come from Japan. The instructions were in Japanese. That was all Chinese to me. Recently, though, using one eye became increasingly difficult, as not enough light came out of my computer screen to write easily. It was on full, but unfortunately, it had no settings to turn the brightness up to 11. Wondering if it was just another comorbidity with multiple sclerosis, to add to a crowded list, I phoned my opticians. They persuaded me to come in. I've been somewhat reticent of such visits ever since my spectacular fall backward in my wheelchair while entering their premises last year. It turns out I had something called diplopia, where the muscles of the eyes no longer work in unison. My optician said diplopia is a relatively common condition. I asked if she'd seen many of us MS mob. It turned out she'd experienced a higher incidence of us lot, and indeed it's something that happens to MS patients in particular. It's even a possible early indicator. All I needed was new reading glasses with a prism fitted. It seems something opticians deal with regularly. I could read again. So far on the phone, there's so much fascinating news at the moment that Facebook remains but a grimace. Planes still double up the same with my old long-distance glasses. As yet, it doesn't affect watching the telly. And there's still only single cars on the road. So I have another comorbidity to add to my collection. Or perhaps not, as it came up during my tests for a recent drug trial, the subject of last week's column, and the doctor informed me it's only a complication. So now I have a mess of comorbidities and one complication in my MS collection. Go me! To read more columns from John Connor and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.